Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, some facilities house more than patients, and some hold on to the ones that never left.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, and thank you so much for listening. We love to hear your real ghost stories. So if you have one, you can call it in at 855-853-4802. If you'd rather write it down, do that. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you want. Get the advanced episodes, access to the archive without commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here today.
Hello. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So I wanted to tell you a little story of the other day. I was walking Benji and we were saved by two Mormon missionaries.
What?
Yes. It was so funny. Not funny. But funny, because I'm walking Benji.
You mean, like, saved from death? Or
saved,
your salvation.
Yeah, no salvation. No, I didn't. They didn't try to convert me. They just saved me from a dangerous situation.
All of
a sudden, there's just Mormon missionaries standing there. I'm like, where the hell did you guys come from? Did Joseph Smith send you to me? What is going on? But it was like, I'm just walking Benji, and Benji's little. He's only 15 pounds. So we're walking, and there's a house we walk by once or twice every single day, and they've got dogs, but I've never seen their dogs loose. So I don't know if the dog belonged to them or somebody else, but all of a sudden there's a very large dog that comes running up.
Oh, that scares me.
Very aggressively. And the dog had to have had 100 pounds on Benji. Like it was really big. So I put myself.
So it made him 104.
Made him 115. And so like I'm standing between him and Benji and I'm trying to keep Benji behind me because sometimes Benji has that small dog thing, you know, where he's like. Rrr.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But even Benj was kind of freaked out over this whole situation. So I kept going, no, no, you go. And I'm being like very mad with the dog. And right then I hear this strange whistle. It was like really high pitch. Like, I don't even know how they did it. And I look over, there's two Mormon missionaries standing
nice.
There. I guess they're out there doing their thing, trying to get a few more Mormons on a Sunday morning. And I don't know, whatever day it was. And so the dog stops when he hears the whistle. And he retreats a little bit, still watching us, but he backs up. And I'm like, I looked at the kid. I go, where'd you get the magical whistle? Like, wow. How did that come from? And where did that come from? And he's like, well, I thought it looked like a bad situation for you, ma'am. And I'm like, it was. It was a really bad situation. And I was saved by the Mormons. And
that was so nice of them.
It was so nice of them to the point. They said, you know what? We're going to stay here and watch the dog while you walk away. And we're going to make sure the dog doesn't follow you. I'm like, oh my God. Like they were sent by Joseph Smith.
You know, I tell you.
Almost made me want to
nice
sign up.
They're nice guys. They're real nice guys. They are. You know.
Super nice. Yes. They're very nice.
Honest to God. Have you met a mean Mormon missionary?
Yeah.
Of course you
haven't. But the thing is, they don't want to be mean because they want you to join them.
Right. But I think they're just good hearted people.
Yes.
I really do.
I do too.
You know,
the one thing I would suggest to Mormons is like sending two young men into people's homes to talk to them, I think is a really strange thing because who's going to let people into their homes?
Well, nobody does anymore. You know, I think you used to.
I think you got to find different technique. Like, yeah, save some money.
That's just not a thing. Like, nowadays, we go, are you really a Mormon missionary? Or are you two guys dressed up like Mormon missionaries so you think you can get into my house,
exactly.
Right? Exactly. Like, I think that probably time is over and they need to just own that and... You know, the kids could do other things.
You're casing my house. You're going to come back and steal everything I have later. But it was like right. That one day there was a woman, she was Jehovah's Witness though, and she wanted to come in and talk to me about war or something like that. I was like, what are you talking about? No. Like, I just think it's weird to invite strangers in to talk about anything.
Yeah.
Like, you're a total stranger. I think I'm going to let you in my house to have a conversation about anything. I don't care if it's cooking or whatever you showed up on my porch for. If you want to, you know, even like we had hail recently and they're going around knocking on doors, trying to get people to let them look at their roofs. I didn't let one of those guys inside my house.
No.
You know, and I'm not.
Yeah.
And they were really good about showing me cards and, you know, they're in their gear. But I'm like, I'm not letting you in my house. And nobody even asked. So yeah. I was very thankful that they were out on their mission and trying to convert people because they saved the day.
But I'm with you. I'm thinking, you know, probably the time they probably just need to think of a new, you know,
social media
of getting
approach.
Out there. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
So TikTok videos. Else.
And the kids could go do stuff like, you know, build new houses where people need new houses or
they
something.
They just need to make it look cool and fun. Mm-hmm. And then people will sign up for anything if they think it looks cool and fun.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're alive.
Thank you. I'm glad Benji is too.
But it's very scary. It's very scary.
So I was saved by Mormon missionaries the other day. So let's go to our first story, and it says, hello there, my name's Emma. I'm writing from Western Michigan. I've been listening to you guys during my overnight shifts. Keeps me from dozing off, which would probably get me fired, so thanks for that. You're welcome.
Oh.
I work at a rehab center, not a nursing home, not a hospital, kind of the in-between place where people go after surgeries or strokes or whatever else life throws at them. It's not that old of a building, maybe built in the 70s, but it feels older in certain spots, especially the East Wing. Everyone complains about it, even though no one can explain why. So the night in question started normal. My coworker, Emily, called in sick, so I was doing rounds alone. It was a slow night. Lights were low, machines beeping in the distance, that weird hum that buildings have when everything's quiet. Around 2 a.m., I had run down to the supply room to grab more saline bags. The supply room is at the very end of the East Wing. That hallway is always colder than the rest of the building, but that night it felt just wrong. I brushed it off because everything feels creepy at 2 a.m. About halfway down the hall, I heard someone say, "Hey." Not a whisper, not a moan, just very normal, casual, "Hey," like someone was trying to get my attention. So I turned around, expecting one of my patients had gotten up and wandered around, which happens all the time, but the hallway was empty. I walked back to check the nearest room. Everyone was asleep. There were no TVs on, no aides nearby, nothing. Weird, but I wasn't going to freak myself out over a noise. I went to the supply room, grabbed what I needed, started heading back, and then the lights flickered. Not the whole hallway, just the light above me. One blink, then another, then it went completely out. The lights on either side of me stayed on, which somehow made it worse. I had this one patch of darkness I had to walk through to get back. I told myself out loud, "It's a bulb, just a bulb," and I walked through it. But when I stepped into that dark patch, the temperature dropped so fast it made my eyes water. I don't even know how to explain it. It wasn't the kind of cold that creeps in gradually. It hit like stepping into a walk-in freezer. I speed walked the rest of the hallway and didn't look back. About an hour later, I was refilling ice water in the break room, trying to shake it off. While I was standing there, I heard a door click shut behind me. I turned around thinking someone had come in, but there was no one there. The door to the hallway was just swinging slightly, like someone had just let go of it. I decided I needed a witness for whatever was going on, so I texted one of the aides upstairs, asked her if she could come down and help me with rounds. I didn't tell her why. I didn't want her laughing at me quite yet. While we were doing the next set of rounds, we got to room 214, an empty room. The patient had been discharged earlier that day, and inside the room, the bathroom light was on. That stood out because I'd been in that room twice since the discharge, and the lights were definitely off. We turn everything off to save energy. She shrugged it off and turned the light off. We kept going. Maybe 10 minutes later, passed by the same room again, and the light was on. Not dim, not flickering. It was fully on. And I said, "See, I'm not losing it." She made a face like she didn't want to admit it, but kind of agreed something was weird. We turned it off again. We didn't even make it to the nurse's station before we heard running water. And she said, "Please tell me that's not room 214. And it was. We walked back, opened the door slowly. The bathroom sink was on full blast, like someone had shoved the faucet all the way up. There is no possible way that faucet turns on by itself. You have to physically lift up the handle and push it. She turned white. She's usually brave. She grabbed my arm and said, "We're not going back in there." So the rest of the shift, we avoided that hallway unless we were both together. Nothing else happened, but the feeling didn't go away that someone was walking just a few steps behind us, like they needed something, but it wasn't a threatening way. It was almost like they were trying to get our attention. A few days later, I mentioned it to one of the older nurses who had been there forever, and she didn't even blink. She said, "Oh, the East Wing's like that. You just get used to it." I said, "Used to what?" She said, "Used to the ones who didn't leave." Apparently, they had a patient back in the early days in that room 214 that passed away unexpectedly. And ever since then, the staff reports the same type of things. Lights turning on, water running, doors clicking, someone saying "hey" when no one's around. So I guess nursing homes and hospitals aren't the only places that hold on to people. Rehab centers do too. Thanks for reading my story and for keeping me awake at stupid o'clock in the morning. That's from Emma. That's interesting.
Oh my gosh. I'm thinking... part of the situation here, I think the key word is unexpectedly.
I thought you were going to say the key word is 214.
Well, no, that's the place. But I think the fact that Emma said the patient died unexpectedly.
And kind of trapped them there.
I think even for the patient, wasn't expecting to go. And maybe just doesn't believe they're gone. Doesn't realize they are.
Which is why you would hear, hey.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And then to have, you know, the one that got me, and I know this is like cliche to say it, but that darkness in the hallway and the flickering light and then the cold. Was the light, did the light come back on? I don't believe she ever addressed that.
I don't think so.
That night.
But that was enough for me.
Yeah. And then, you know, you hear a door click behind you. That's super creepy.
And the thing is, you know, and when that's your job, is to be watching over people. They've cleaned room 214. Nobody's in that room. You mm-hmm. shut all the lights off. You know you do. That's what you do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to shut the light off again, and then the water turns on. Just trying
I'm glad
to
she
get
went
you.
And got a coworker to be with her.
Strength in numbers.
Strength in numbers. And, you know, it also gives you a weird peace of mind that I'm not going crazy. You're seeing this too.
I think we all need like, that when it comes to paranormal things. Because, you know, even if you do paranormal investigations and you see something or you hear something and you've got someone with you, your automatic response would be like, did you see that? Did you hear that?
Yeah, you're immediately going to look at that other person. Yeah. Like, it wasn't just me. But when the other person said, oh, please tell me that's not room 214. You know,
and
with the water.
It was. Bum, bum, bum. Yeah, super haunted. And it's interesting because I don't know how long she had worked there, but maybe that was the first time she had ever, you know, really worked by herself. It's just interesting that, you know, it kind of sounds like up until then she'd been going along and no weird things. And then one night, boom, all of this shit happened to her.
Yeah.
That's, and you know, I think mm-hmm. that could be because it's a certain day, even. It's a certain time of year. It could be, you know, there's a reason why the activity ramped up that day.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's pretty crazy. Well, let's go to our next caller.
This is Emma calling from Ontario, Canada. This little ghost story happened to myself and my fiance about 2 years ago when driving on an Ontario highway. So previously, I'm a big believer in the paranormal. He's not so much, but he's had his own little experiences that have definitely opened him up to that side of the world. And so we were driving back from the cottage. Now, I didn't know how to drive at the time, so my fiance was teaching me to drive. So I would drive the up north portion of the highway because it's a lot easier and a lot less traffic, and he would drive into the big city where we live. So we would normally switch over about halfway through on the highway. And so at this point, we usually drive in the daytime, but this time we were driving in at night. And there was a place that we normally did our switch over, which was a little diner on the side of the highway. And the diner was, what we thought, abandoned because we'd never seen any cars in the lot and we never saw any lights on in the diner itself. So we were driving. I really had to pee and we needed a switch. So I said, let's pull over in this diner. And but it was about like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. So it was pretty dark. And we pull in and there's no other restaurants around this diner. It's just this old kind of rundown looking diner. It just has the sign diner over it. So we pull in and there's no cars in the lot, just our car. And I hop out to maybe like take a little like sneaky pee on the side of the road and then switch out. And I get out and I look in the diner and I see that there are some lights on, but there's no cars in the lot. and there's no houses nearby. So it's not like the owner, you know, lives next door and can just pop over. It's just highway and the lights are on, but not the lights in the front, the lights in the back of the diner. So I'm looking and I see the jukebox lights are on at the back. And there are a couple shadows moving at the back of the restaurant, but the sign on the door says closed. And as I'm kind of looking and I'm transfixed and I start to feel really sick, this feeling in the pit of my stomach just makes me feel just dread is the best word to describe it, just full of dread. And at that point, I look and my fiance is in the car and he pokes his head out of the car and he's like, we got to get out of here. Didn't ask any questions. We just got in the car and we sped away. And as we're driving on the highway, we just feel like there's something following us. Just this feeling of dread is kind of stuck to us. And I look at him and I ask him, did you feel that too? He was like, I don't know what that was, but that was not good. That was not friendly. That was not positive. That was very, very negative. And so to this day, I mean, we, you know, searched it on the internet to find out more about the diner. It's not really on the internet. So we still don't know what's up with that. And we've passed the diner since, and there's never been anybody else there or parked there. But that's probably the closest I've come to feeling something super negative paranormally. But yeah, that spooked us. Love to hear your thoughts.
I think that's an interesting story because they just pull over to switch drivers and she's going to pee. So what you're going to do is look around to see if anybody can see you. If you're going to go to the bathroom right outside, which I hate doing, by the way. But if you have to, you know, you make sure that nobody can see you. And right, since there's the diner right there, I get why she would look in. It's weird. It looks closed. There's no cars. There's lights on. I'm seeing shadows moving. It's that weird feeling that she got at the same time her boyfriend got it. Okay. That's so strange.
I have a take on this. I think there might have really been. Now, we can't Hotel California this and say, you know, it's that. But how about, I think something really was wrong there. Like, really. Like, there were people in there with ill intent. And they had a kind of an intervention of protective spirits that said, get the fuck out of here.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Like it could have been. They were about robbers,
to be robbers, killers, yeah, something real bad. And their protective spirit said, get out.
Because they both felt it at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I think something protected them that night and kept them. I think the paranormal end of this is that something kept them from being hurt. Or
yeah, because they could have been held hostage and murdered and
murdered, raped. I mean, you know, like it could have been. I think there was something bad happening back there in the back of that building. And had those, whatever was there, seen them, heaven only knows what could have happened.
I'm kind of with you on that. Said, that yeah, get out, go now, because something bad.
Something. Yeah.
Because she saw shadows moving. So there's people in there. Mm-hmm. And if they would have looked out and seen her, who knows what would have happened.
Now, could we do the Hotel California, you know, thing? Yeah. I mean, we could say it's a haunted old diner, which would be creepy in itself. I just have a feeling that there was something really threatening there.
Yeah.
Truly.
And that it wasn't it wasn't paranormal inside the restaurant. It was people with evil intent.
Right. But something paranormal intervened on their behalf.
That's interesting.
And protected them. That's what I feel when I hear that story.
It's the more of a guardian spirit story.
And I think it's also strange that we had two stories from people named Emma.
We did, didn't we? Mm-hmm. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear it for them as, hey, girls.
Yay.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, and even if your name's not Emma, we would love to hear it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to be a premium subscriber, get those advanced episodes and access to the archive, no commercials, you could sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No